They strike under the cover of darkness, delivering justice to the streets of Oakland, California. They are the pothole vigilantes. Their mission, to fix and fill the craters that have vexed drivers and given Bay Area roads the distinction of being the worst in the state, according to the transportation research group TRIP. It says 71% of Bay Area roads are in poor condition, and drivers on average spend around $1,000 more each year on car maintenance as a result. Well, the pothole vigilantes are sick of it, and they've taken matters into their own hands. Sonia Hudson from member station KQED embedded with the group and brings us this report.
The pothole vigilantes started as two friends with a simple goal: fix every pothole in Oakland.
Every single one.
That's Brian. He started the vigilantes about a month ago with his friend Eric. They asked that their last names be withheld because what they're doing, it's a legal gray area.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the East Bay area, then I recently moved back to Oakland in February, and I just realized there's this riddle with potholes. And then one day, I just had this epiphany.
Here's how it works. People make donations to a GoFundMe to help pay for asphalt and request the vigilantes come to their street. Brian and Eric estimate they've raised more than $6,000 and filled about 30 potholes. But they need more than just money to reach that ultimate goal of filling every pothole. Here's Brian.
Well, so we decided to come up with this meetup to, you know, have the community come out and, you know, fill the potholes in their streets.
It's dusk in Oakland. Brian and Eric have pulled up next to a park with a U-Haul carrying bags of asphalt. People start to trickle in, loading the bags of asphalt into their cars and getting quick tutorials from Eric and Brian.
They leave about a half-inch crown on top so that it, you know, it goes over the hole.
Oakland resident Riley Laws is grateful for the pothole tips.
It says a lot about the culture here. Oakland isn't just a city that's just rampant with negativity. You have people there that's actually doing something.
Once it gets dark, Brian and Eric climb into Brian's black pickup truck and head to a quiet street they know has a ton of potholes.
Come on, let's get that one.
Found the pothole, we're just kicking the debris out of it. Just dump the easy street in there. Tamper it down to compress it a little bit. Make it nice and flat.
Right as they're finishing up, a woman drives by and opens up her window. She asks if they're the pothole vigilantes.
We are.
Oh my God, I honor you, I worship you. I wish I could vote for you guys for mayor of Oakland.
The pothole vigilantes have no plans to run for mayor, but they have captured the attention of the current mayor, Libby Schaff. The city council recently approved a $100 million three-year repaving plan. And Schaff wrote on Twitter, "Thanks, PVs. This job will be for in-house union pros." Ryan Russo, director of the Department of Transportation, says this is triple the amount of money Oakland usually spends each year on street repair.
We haven't really prioritized maintenance and infrastructure in the way we should, but this paving plan really means that help is on the way.
But the vigilantes say that's not enough, and their mission is not yet over. For NPR News, I'm Sonia Hudson in Oakland.